Well, the stock market is wide open this morning, and we're all listening to the G20 today. And what's real interesting about that, the G20, if you don't know, it's the leaders of 20 different economies around the world where they come together and meet and try to figure out how to keep this economy growing. And right now they have their hands full because of what's going on in the world. But what was really interesting is Geithner, you know, who's our Treasury Secretary, he's up there defending about the United States as such a weak dollar and saying, hey, we're not making this happen. We're not trying to keep the dollar weak. But by keeping the United States dollar weak, what that does is it keeps our imports, or I'm sorry, our exports cheap. So we can sell goods around the world a lot cheaper than what we could before when our dollar was strong. And he's out there telling the G20, hey, we're not doing this on purpose, making our goods cheap. But then, if you remember, Alan Greenspan, our former chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's long retired, has come out of retirement and said that the United States has taken a policy of driving the currency down. So he's undercutting our current Treasury Secretary, and there's kind of a big war of words going on right there, and we're all listening to that, see what's going to become there. And in the market this morning, we did hear from Bellwether Cisco. Now, this is not Cisco the food company. This is Cisco the technology company. They make routers all over the world, and these routers help the Internet talk to each other in all different languages and all different time zones, so our Internet can, you know, reach all around the globe at the same time. And this is the Bellwether technology company in that sector, and they came out and were reporting earnings this morning and projections on what they see going forward, and it was very disappointing on Wall Street's view. They projected 3 to 5% revenue growth for the quarter, and Wall Street was looking for 13% revenue growth, so they were way off target. That stock looks like it's going to be down about 15% this morning, and they're wondering if this is going to affect other technology companies, but only time will tell on that. Now, here's something interesting about Walmart this morning. Walmart is a stock that has been stuck for years. This is a stock that was $70 a share in January of 2000, and here you are over 10 years later, and the stock is 54.5. So it has not gone anywhere except down. But Walmart, one place they have been lacking is in online sales. More and more of us are turning to the Internet to order our Christmas gifts. And a company like Amazon, which offer a free shipping program, have done phenomenal. They've really succeeded in this area. And then also, you know, Target, they've had a deal where you could go on their website and order something. As long as you spent $50, you can get free shipping. And JCPenney has had a deal where as long as you spent $69 on their website, you got free shipping. But Walmart has come out and said, we're going to start offering free shipping on over 60,000 items on our website, no matter how much it costs. So if you spend $1 or $1,000, it's free shipping on everything. And that starts today and runs through December 20th. So you're starting to see the Christmas wars heating up here on sales. Now, the last thing, which I thought was real interesting, came out yesterday. I was reading all about this last night, was a presidential panel came out with a deficit reduction proposals. Now, as you know, we're all kind of in limbo on where the heck the tax codes are going to be next year because the Bush tax cuts are set to expire, and we don't have another tax code to replace that as of yet. So the presidential panel has come out with some suggestions, and they are going to bring that up to Congress, and they're hoping they can get this all put into law by December 1st, but we'll see if Congress can actually move that fast. But some of the things that are in there is really interesting. They said they wanted to eliminate $1.1 trillion in exemptions in the current tax code. They really wanted to try to simplify the tax code. And one of the things like they wanted to eliminate was mortgage interest deduction.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But on the other side of the coin, they also say by getting rid of all these loopholes in the tax code and all these deductions, what that's going to do is going to drop our income tax rates down. For people making below $70,000, they said they'll only pay 8% tax. People making less than $210,000 will only pay 14% tax. And then the highest tax bracket would only be 23%, and right now that stands at 35%. So it would drop down the tax codes, and one of the greatest things ever, it'd get rid of the AMT, the alternative minimum tax that everybody hates. And it also drop down corporate tax rates from 35% to 26%. So it would be beneficial there. I don't know. We don't have all the total details on it, but we are looking for it. I mean, you also have other things in there like Social Security, which they're not going to give as big as increases going forward, and they're going to raise the retirement age to 68 but that's not till 2050, so you got 40 more years to go there. But, you know, on Veterans Day,
I wonder how they picked 2050.
I don't know. That's a good question. They did say they're going to raise retirement age to 68 in 2050, and then they'll raise it to 69 in 2075. So trying to forecast out that far is pretty hard.
It does seem strange. But the big thing is the home builders, as we look to try to get more home building underway, one of the considerations is if you move out of an apartment or a rent house, is that when you buy that house, you've got the tax deduction on the home. I understand the need to maybe make it easier for taxes, but I think that would hurt the home building industry.
Oh, yes. That is a huge plus in owning a home, is being able to write off that interest that you pay on there. So I don't know. This is going before Congress, so of course Congress is going to pull it apart in little bitty pieces and try to figure out what they want to keep and what they don't want to keep in there. So we still have a ways to go on figuring out what the final bill is going to look like.
All right, Mark. Well, we will look to you to kind of explain it as it goes along.
All right. Will do. Take care.
Thank you, sir.